Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Good evening, everyone. This is Miss Foxbody. Happy Thursday to you all. If you would like to talk or you would like your voice heard, please press 1. Please do not put your phone on speaker because it does cause an echo. And if you would like your voice to be heard, I will turn your mic on at my earliest convenience. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky, how are you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing lovely.
That's good. That's good. All right. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody to the show today. As many know, I was in a little debacle on whether I was going to do the show today or furthermore for that matter. And I will be taking some time to think about it after today's show. But I wanted to give some people the floor to express what they had to say. And To go over some of the shady shit, the bullshit, and the, what's the word they use? Fake-ass racing and race-stopping language that was used this past weekend at the Grudge Inc. Larry T. After Dark race that was held at Maryland International Raceway. And, man, I would say it's a lot. As everybody knows, I was unable to make it. Actually, and I'm just getting home with my supposedly not broke down truck that I got fixed today. So I'm just getting home with that and actually still need 2 front tires for it. But, you know, so much hate, jealousy, animosity, all these things that run rampant in this area for people who want to be in the same space and area that somebody else is in when it's not really needed, you know what I mean? As long as you do what you do, you know, you're gonna have your area, you're gonna have your spotlight, you're gonna have your shine. You ain't gotta try to copy nobody. Not even gotta deal with this at work. You know, people trying to emulate you, jockey your style, as we used to call it. You know, you ain't got to do that. Just do you, and your just do will come to you. You know, so I'm going to get a little more in depth and detail with that in a few. But I got two important people on the line as of right now that I want to turn the show over to and the floor to let them express what they got to get off their chest about this weekend. And that would be Monster of Custom Teams Racing and Tony Eric Hatton. I think you guys' mics are open. So how are y'all doing this evening?
Good. We're good. It's the Hatton boys, Monster. What's going on?
Yes, sir. What's up, man? How y'all doing? Rick, glad to hear you on here, sir.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, Monster. And
sometimes,
I appreciate you guys calling on.
Yeah.
So with
well,
that
Tony,
being said,
I got to give you the floor. I'm telling you.
I'm turning the show over to y'all. So I mean, it's really up to you or Tony, whichever one y'all want to go first.
Go ahead, Tony.
I tell you what. Tony, let Monster go first, just for this reason, just because it's still early, and I have reached out to someone, and I don't know if they on the show or not. And you know who I'm talking to with your bullshitting ass. So if you on the show, send me a text message and let me know that you on the show so I can open your line so you can defend yourself against the bullshit that you've done this weekend. But just so we can give it a little time, just in case he's not on, Tony, I want him to get on here so we can all hear these bullshit-ass excuses that he gave up this weekend. But, you know, they want to throw the weight on me because I wasn't there. So, Monster, I grant you the floor first to knock it out the park.
Well, first off, Rick, I want to thank everybody that came out to the third annual Custom Tees Racing Grudge Inc. After Dark Underground Race. I mean, Rick, it rained everywhere extremely hard, and them dedicated races from New York, Rhode Island, Canada, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, fans came up. They still drove to Maryland, and thank God we just had a couple sprinklers there. I read a couple people say we had a low car count. I mean, I got the paperwork today, and there was 151 cars and 26 motorcycles. So that still ain't bad, you know, for what we had to deal with, you know, with the weather all around us. You know, the spectators came out towards the evening. So, you know, one thing I try to explain to people, and it's kind of funny that you're talking about how people do things and say things and hatred and, you know, the camaraderie to the wrong side of this deal, you know? And I say this, Rick, because people are missing the big picture on what we're doing, some of the things that they say and they type on those computers. And I say this, and I know they're going to text you when I say it, but I really don't care because they don't understand what goes into putting together this show, what goes into putting together the race. You know, it's so easy to stand here and throw a brick through the window when you don't even know how the window was put in. True. So, you know, I wanted to say that, you know, because you get a few people to say things, but for the majority part, if things were that bad, people wouldn't have flocked in there even after the rain everywhere on Saturday night. So it meant a lot to me. It humbled me, you know, because during the course of the day, I just figured the rain had killed everything. But that's the decision that God gives you, you know, just like you today. You know, you were frustrated with things. And look today, you understood that he gave you a reason for what you're doing. You might not always see it. You might not always understand it. But there is a reason for what you do.
Right.
You know? And sometimes people go the wrong way. You know, I've got a couple texts. I don't – that doesn't affect me. They have to look at the big picture. and I say this all the time, 10 years ago, the grudge cards had nowhere to shine. Nowhere. 5 years ago, they had nowhere to shine. So don't forget where you come from, because the ride back might be bumpier than you ever could dream of.
And that's for certain. Tony, I don't want to cut you off, but what you got to say is real good. So be patient with me real quick.
Is he on?
I'm talking about
Chicago.
I don't know. Miss Foxbody, I'm going to send you a text message in just a second for you to look out for a phone number. Now, he might try to call in from another number, but we looking for him. We looking for him. But in the meantime, until I do that, Miss Foxbody, you can open Gene's mic and Running Bear's mic.
Hey, what's going on, Monster and Rick?
Hey, what's happening,
what's
Running
up,
Bear?
Man? Hey, Running Bear.
Hey,
I
wanted
got a
to
favor
have...
to ask you.
What's that?
Before you go, can I drive your car just to the line like I'm part of your crew? Cause that's a bad motorcycle, boy. Good God Almighty.
Sure you can, Monster. Sure you can. All you got to do, once I get to you, when you have anything, I told you before, if you have anything, I'm going to be there. A lot of these guys that are doing shows, they need to talk to you to know how to do a show. One of the Hatton boys is on the line, right?
Yes, sir, my main man.
Yeah.
What's going on, Ronnie Bear? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. I don't do a lot of talking on the internet and stuff, but I wanted to tell you personally, congratulations on your win. You look good. And I don't think too many people got too many complaints about their race. It's nice and clean.
Hey, Ronnie Bear, I appreciate it. But looking at that, and I don't want to go into too much because Rick don't want me to say, looking at that thing that my son put up about us getting the win, we broke a record and got 240 hits on that. Well, people got different comments, and then since I beat JC, I should give Pete the break. I should give Pete the back tar. Pete's race ain't had nothing to do with me running JC. I went into JC's race the underdog. If y'all only knew how much taunted, we got taunted by JC's whole crew, by Pete, Troy. I mean, it was amazing, but we kept our cool, the Hatton Boys. We told them we was going to go in there, we was going to land down, and that's exactly what we did. We laid them down. And,
no doubt.
I hope that that they'll realize now that, you know, you can't just go jumping on anybody and picking on people and whatnot, because they come back and bite you in the tail.
Right. You're right. You said I'm not for it in.
Hey, Miss Fox, hold on one second. Miss Foxbody, can you put me in the private room real quick?
Hey, Running Bear, why you ain't getting the conventional head shootout with that small block and show them something?
Well,
I would have got it there, but I didn't know if the guys were going to let me in because, you know, I got a small block, but, you know, it's 18 degrees. So I didn't
even.
Monster, I came there for one reason. And one reason only, I wanted to run Pete, and then he punked out on me.
He punked out,
he didn't run me neither because his car broke, so.
I
was going to run him right after JC, but his car broke, so I'm not going to say nothing because I don't pick on people when their car broke. But, you know, like I said, we're not scared of Pete. I tried to run him two times. This was the second time I tried to run him. The same thing happened his first time. So we're not going to say anything. We'll just, whenever he's ready, I want all the haters out there, because there's a whole bunch of them out there, that we will run Pete whenever. We tried to run him twice already. It ain't because of us, because we will make the trip, and we were there both times. So I'm not going to say that up, Pete, the car book.
Yes, and then Pete
on the line. Hey, Tony Hatton. Did you see Pete's number one cheerleader? God damn, he lit me up. Oh, Greg from over Virginia, my partner in crime. But they all forgot to come and pay me when you ran JC. See, them Negroes got amnesia, you know, and I got to remind them.
Hey, Monster and Rick and Running Bear, Listen, I was in the car driving, but I got to admit, I would have loved to have been the fly on that tower so I can look down and see anybody's faces that were hating and bet against me, what they look like when I put that W up on the board. I would give anything to see that. And Pro Stock Joe put the video up today, and I got a chance to see it.
Running there.
Yeah,
Did you just say a second ago before Miss Foxbody put me in the private room that Pete ducked the race with you?
Well, Pete was supposed to give me the back tire and the kick. And when I got to Pete, he told me that the fella told him not to give me that race. Then he turned right around on the internet, on Facebook, and asked the horseman to give him the back tire and the kick. I cannot believe it.
I cannot believe it either. Now, I was just told a minute ago that Big Dean is on the line. Big Dean, you still there?
Yes, sir, Tricky Ricky, I am.
What's going on, sir?
Not a whole lot, my man.
What's going on, Gene Hatton boys?
Thank you for that little pot you let me get on.
Hey, listen, Gene, I finally got a chance to watch the video that Pro Stock Joe put up so I can see what the fans' reaction was. And you were right there. You were right on the line, right there. I appreciate that, Gene. I appreciate it.
Man, I had your back. I knew we had that win. There won't no doubt in my mind. And that's probably, I tell you what, that's the largest pot I've seen all year long.
Hey, listen, you got firsthand chance to see what that pot looked like when we split it across that table, didn't you?
You couldn't see the table.
Ooh, and guess what? Hey, they told us the sky was the limit, so we try to reach for the sky.
I think the reason that Running Bear got dodged and Sean Cannon had a locked-in race that never ran, all them races got delayed because the boys are broke after that. They ain't had no more money to be betting.
You told me they put it all on that one race?
They had to. They pumped out on the rest of them. Pete came to Maryland, and I'm not lying on him. I'm just telling the truth. Pete come to Maryland with two locked-in races off the trailer. How the hell are you going to run two races locked in off the trailer?
That's what I said.
Which way now?
He had two locked in off the trailer and he tried to run the conventional head race and none of it panned out.
And don't forget, he never did reply back to whether he was going to run me or not. So,
and I was the one that he asked me for the back tie and the brake and I gave it to him. And I told him he ought to give Running Bad just what I gave him.
So y'all actually locked that in?
As soon as me and Pete get together, I got to get the transmission back in my car. As soon as we get that done, we're going to lock it in.
Okay.
If you want to lock in, that's what we're going to do.
That was going to be my next question to ask you, how that came about, you two on there, talking about you giving the back tie and the kick or the clear or whatever it was.
Well, I'm all about making a fair race, and me and Pete don't have the same car, so I know I got to give him something. So that's what he asked for that. I have to give him exactly what he asked for.
Yeah, but if a man ain't willing to give up, because me and Pete car ain't alike either. If a man ain't willing to give up the same thing he asked for, why would he ask for it?
I think my man Pete right now, he's trying to look for them easy wins because he ain't looking for no more losses.
Let me be the
fair. I agree with you. I think with you having a small block and the setup you got, I think he ought to give you what you're asking for, but I don't see it happen.
Yeah, they
be the fair person that I am and get Pete's ass on the phone.
He
got to be able to defend himself.
Yeah,
oh,
the only reason I'm asking for because I know it'll make for a good race. You know, I mean, no, he might beat me. He might pick me up. But, you know.
804. Miss Foxbody, can you open
804-0433?
Pete, your mic is on. Hello? Yes, scared-ass racist.
hold on. First, say Running Bear.
didn't I, when you came to my trailer and my car was down, didn't me and you lock in there back on the bridge for B&B's office service?
Yeah, look, hold on right there. Hold on right there.
I'm asking a question, man. Maybe I misunderstood what we were going to do.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood. Okay, if you're going to give me the back tire and the brake, I told you, and you told me that the boys wouldn't let you.
Yeah, I dealt with it earlier, but that night when you came over to the trailer and we were working on the car, something was wrong with it, and you kept talking shit. Didn't we lock in that race that we said, I told you I could run you with the back tire and the brake on the 30th?
I think you... If that's what
you,
it is.
Hold on, you remember we shook hands on it?
You
was going to give me the money, and I told you to keep your money. You remember I told you that? I said, how did you say hold your money? Because your word was good with me?
Okay, hold on, Pete. If that's the race that we talked about, the back tire and the brake, on the 30th, is that a Friday night, right?
Yeah, that's later night, on the 30th, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. It's going to have to be the 31st or the first, whatever, because I'm not going to ladies' night.
Okay, well, ain't no problem. We can reschedule. When you say you want to do it then?
I want to be Brown show.
Well, I won't be down Brown, so I'll be at the beach. I'll be at the beach up. I'll find your beach on the 31st. So I won't be down there.
Okay. Let me see then.
So what was the problem with the race earlier in the day?
Man, my car broke on my first pass, man. I mean, what you want me to do? Push you down the fucking track? I mean, everybody saw the car broke.
Okay, we'll give you that. Okay.
Well, I mean, Pete, I remember, I never made it.
It broke on the very first. I came with the burn box up, backed up. I got the car straight. I was going to the line, and it shut off. I started to back up and it shut off again. It wouldn't stay running. I don't, you know, it just kept cutting off. So it was not. I can't push down the track if it won't stay running. I mean, that's just what happened. It is what it is. I can't change that.
You couldn't
but,
do the split.
But I seen that little bit of money they won, that didn't break nobody. I mean, we'll double that if they won't do it again. That's what happened.
Hold on. We won't do it again, and we can do this for the same race. You give me the break.
Why keep giving the same race again for more money?
Well, we can do that because I won JC 100 times for that.
No, well, we're not going to do that race no more.
Thank you very much. Well, we're not racing y'all no more with JC's car because I'm not running. Now we can negotiate another race,
but we're not doing that same race again. I mean, should we lost one time, we'll keep on going to the blind and losing. I mean, that's the only idiot to keep losing on the same race. I mean, you won that one. Now take a little left and let's try it again.
We will try it again, the same race.
Oh, man, you're not going to get the same race no more, man. I mean, that is what it is. So, I mean, if that's what it is, then, hey, congrats on your win. You did a good job, you won, and we just keep it moving. I mean, it ain't awful, but it's what it is. I mean,
hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Listen to this, Pete. I'm not saying anything bad. I enjoyed the race. I mean, I got taunted about it. You know, the whole time. It's no big deal. But you just said that we'll do the same race, that money didn't hurt you. Now, the reason why that's not
that.
Let's go back now. The reason why that pack got that high is because you said the same thing you just said. So it wasn't us that raised the pot like that. Y'all did that.
Hey, look. We didn't complain. We told you whatever y'all came with. It was
going to
be covered. Now, didn't it get covered? Whatever y'all came with.
I'm not complaining. I enjoyed the race. I enjoyed the victory.
Yeah.
And I want to continue to enjoy it. But, you know, there's so many people out here that's hating and trying to get me to run.
Hey, look.
Get me to run JC head up. It's crazy.
Hey,
Hey, Pete. Caller boy, what are you supposed to do? Did you have on your hat and shirt?
I'm listening.
Hey, we can have forms when we see it next time.
We had a personal battle. If he won, I had to wear a JC shirt, so I'm cool. I'm proud of both of y'all.
Hey, Mark, I had a problem with that, but I never had the head and did the race. I saw him down there when we went after the cars about four to him. But then I never seen him no more. I'm like, hey, he didn't come talk to him. I had pulled my car aside and I was trying to help him out and I stayed down there with Cubby for a while to make sure he was all right. So Pete, that's why I never came back over there, because by the time I got off, his wife was all upset. We was just trying to get make sure he was straight. And I was trying to let the car off the track and get the jack down there. It was a mess. So that's why I didn't get a chance to come back and mingle with y'all. But I knew I was going to see. You know how we do. We love this. We have fun. This is what we do.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, look. We were there. We took a gamble or something. We lost. Ain't nobody mad. Hey, it is what it is. Keep moving. It's racing. It's drag racing. It ain't going to win all of them.
You know, I want to touch on that, too, while you talked about it. Tony Hatton, you know, him and Chris both took a ride down there, and Chris's ride was a little more hairier than the one Cubby took. And I got to say to you, you know, sometimes I listen and I hear people, but I saw a whole different group of people when those cars took the left turns down at that racetrack. And if we could all stick together like I saw when those two cars went left,
we'd be eons ahead, man,
because I literally had to, the police was upset. I told them, I said, look, you don't understand who Chris, who Cubby, what they mean to the area. And he was like, what do you mean? And I explained to him when you saw me walk away with him, and I said, look, they got to see him. They're not going to move until they know that both of them are okay. And I said, once they know they're okay, they'll go wherever. But that is their livelihood. Most of these guys from 15 to now have been together. And I said, you know, just give me a few minutes, we'll get it straight. And he was like, wow, man. I said, they stick together. And it showed me the other night what happened, you know. And God forbid, neither one of them got hurt. And, you know, it just that's the things. When you see people complaining about me on the internet about how tough we are about things, it's so that nothing was wrong with their cars. It was just mishaps. But it's easier when the cars are leaking and things of that nature. You know, and them two guys are real cautious about their cars, you know. So, like I said, whatever happened, I didn't go into detail with it. You know, I'm just saying, when you see the people complaining and crying about how we try to shut them off and make sure they're not leaking, And they calling me all kind of MS and SOBs, or telling me not going to come to your race and stuff like that. It's to so we don't have to go down there and look at a situation, you know. And like I said, those two guys were tight as ever, and things still happen. You know what I'm saying?
All about faith. Monster,
I gotta admit, custom tees and you and custom tees did an excellent job Saturday. We had a good time. The weather held off. I'm sorry I disappointed you in the first round of the conventional here. We changed it. We made a tune-up change, and the track couldn't hold it for some reason. But we made sure that we got it right for the next race to come up on JC. But I really wanted to win that shootout, and I guess I got to wait till I go down to the horseman's race and try to do it again.
And you know, Tony, I want to say to you that I do, you know, you and your whole entire Hatton, I got a chance to meet your dad, and it was ironic that I remember his car, you know. And
you sure did.
I told him everything about his car. Your daddy was like, wow, you know. And that's the whole thing for me, you know. For me, being at Custom Tees is an honor, you know, and why I got everybody here, so that we don't get the rumors going and floating. Yesterday, I stepped down from Custom Tees because there are some things that I want to do different. So Larry's going to be taking over everything. Nothing's going to change. Larry's going to handle everything. Everybody can go through Larry to do what they need to do, but I'm going to step down. Larry's going to handle it. Everything should be fine. Everybody just continue to stick with it. I'm okay. I just want to do something different. So I just made a decision. I'm probably going to get back in the seat of a car. So that's where we at.
Hey, well, I have, on top of that, I have some other breaking news, and this was just wired into me. Troy, I think your mic should be open, short dog. But somebody is offering to put another $1,000 on top of the pot that the Hattons ran for against JC to run Pete at the beach on the 17th.
On the 17th.
17th. Next week, the 17th, at Colonial Beach.
Oh, I won't be in there, so I can't do
it. I don't think I'm gonna. We're sitting back here for a minute. We talked to Pete. We told Pete there's no hurry in rushing him. You know, whenever they get it together, we don't taunt people. We don't go chasing after them, telling them we're gonna keep doing this and doing that like they did us. But we will run, Pete. Right now, we want to sit back and enjoy our victory, and can't nobody take that away from us.
So y'all going back to Kings and Main? Tony?
Huh?
So y'all going back to Kings and Main?
Kings and Main?
Yeah.
What?
That was just Marquise that went to Kings and Main with his winning.
It's your medicine.
Yeah, they said he said he can't do it on the 17th because he's not gonna be here. So that's a done deal.
Who was that calling? I'd like to know who that was.
They want to remain anonymous on the show right
listen,
now. But
listen, hey, Tricky, if they got so much money, they should have added it to the pot from last Saturday. Nobody should have done.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Tony. Them boys were loaded for band at convention right here at Shootout, Pete. I'm glad you talked Larry into doing that. I mean, you had 8-9 cars in the lane. It was amazing. Then the back half Shootout. I mean, we had Wicked Bird, G Money, Tony Hatton, Chuck from Chicago, Todd, Rodney Pryor out of Virginia who won it, and who was the other one there?
Me.
Oh, the Godfather,
yeah.
The Black 69 hey. With the red stripes from New York, you know? So in the final, it was Rodney Pryor out of Richmond and Chuck out of Chicago. And Chuck had a gas leak, so he had to shut it off. So Rodney turned the wind light on. But, boy, Pete, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
God damn, it was all hell to pay in that back half Shootout, though, wasn't it, Pete? Woo!
Yeah, that was a good little race there for us. Yeah.
Hey, Pete.
Oh. Hey, Monster, hold on one second. I've been trying to talk last hour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This short talk, first of all. Hey, Tony, congratulations on your win. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I heard. But back to Gene. Gene came on here talking about Pete had two races locked in off the trailer. Pete had one race locked in off the trailer. I had a race locked in off the trailer. I didn't tell Sean to go run his truck. That's the first thing. All right, and didn't nothing stop that car of mine and my nephew's from running. It wasn't money that stopped it from running. The motor stopped it from running. And when Dean think he got enough money to bet, tell him bring his shit on, and whatever way we can do it, I lock his ass in.
Troy, it's Gene.
I know who the hell it is. I want it to be you.
Let me ask you a question. How are you going? Let me ask you a question. Let me finish talking now. Since you brought it up, how in the hell are you going to get Sean
And I set it up. Lock him in 300 or 800. Tell him y'all gonna run off the train and then Pete's gonna run the conventional head.
Because the simple fact, Pete is not me. Me and Sean locked in, not Pete. That's
then Pete calling back.
What did I call you and tell you a week or two before that when it happened? What did I tell you? What did I tell you, Dean?
You told me that you locked in with Sean Pete then.
Get it all straight. I said Pete does not have nothing to do with my lock-in. Did I tell you that or not?
Well, did you ask Pete? Did Pete or did Pete not tell that boy to go ahead and make a shakedown because he could have run off trail?
Did I call you when Pete called? What did I call and tell you, Gene?
Well, I figured you and Pete were in this together. Pete told the man to run going from the truck.
Gene, it's only common sense. You can drop out in kindergarten. I called you when Pete called that man and off my first race. I said Pete does not have anything to do with my lock-in for the $300, the 3-on-8. Did I not tell you that?
You told me that. You told me again Saturday.
Oh, that ain't got to do with it. When I came, well, if that was the situation, why would you come to me? Well, why did y'all come to me and ask me was I going to race? And what did I tell y'all then? Yes, I was still trying to race him, even though he made shakedown, if the car wasn't broke. So
I come up there to run you, and I lock you in. And my car breaks, I'll pay you the punk out.
Oh, first of all, we wasn't locked in because he ran his truck.
Because Pete threw him in the car.
I told you 2 weeks ago, Pete does not have nothing to do with that. With my lock-in. I told you that before y'all got to the goddamn track. And you know it as well as I know it. When he called Sean home, I called you and got Sean's number, right or wrong.
Yes, you did.
And I told Sean that Pete does not have nothing to do with me locking in the race.
Well,
and y'all knew that.
So when y'all got there, y'all went up there to run the conventional head race. Did y'all or did you not?
No, Pete ran the conventional race. I had a race locked in with Sean.
I think Gene knew what was. He ran Sean, and he was going to drive the car, not me.
Oh, he knew who was driving the car. Gene knew who was driving the car. I was driving the car against Sean. Gene ain't fucking crazy.
Pete, did you get on the phone? Did you get on the phone?
Sean, to go ahead and run his truck.
What was that? I asked Pete, did he or did he not go ahead and tell Sean to run his truck?
Yeah, Sean called me, asked me out of the truck. I said, well, I can't run you off the trailer because I was supposed to run the hat in them, so I said, I got to run them first. Because that's more money than what y'all talking with doing it for. And then that was choice over this. They locked me off the trail, but he was going to drive the car. I left him home. He was going to drive off the trail.
And Jane, I didn't only tell him that. I told you that 2 weeks ago. When Pete
told Pete
the same thing. You do not have anything to do with my race. Unless you want me. I'm running him off the trailer.
Raise your arm.
But what I'm saying, it wasn't anybody that knew me. It wasn't a lack of the money if we were going to run. If that son of a bitch would have stayed started, I would have ran every goddamn body I said. Every one of them. On the first race from a guy from Chicago. And you can call Don Ye on the phone. Here's Don Ye when I was trying to lock his ass in for.
As far as the race with me and you make that race fair. You got action.
What race do you want? I got a race fair for you. I'm coming sitting like you, Gene. I'm driving sitting just like you.
I don't want to bust that black and orange ass wide open. I don't want somebody else's car. I want your car.
And I want to bust your goddamn ass open. I got a car that sits like you. Now,
nah,
you
don't
want
to call. Man. You didn't listen to what he said.
He said,
I want to bust your ass open in your car.
Hold on.
G, you already, I thought you got the back file for the rest of the year. I don't give a fuck what you put in your car. Whenever you think you're ready, you got the back file.
I'm just going to ask you to stop shouting, because when you talk a lot, then you get a little distorted, so we can't hear all of what you're saying. So,
what I'm saying to Gene is he do have the back style.
Gene.
But I'm going to tell Gene this. Gene, this is for you. This is a special for you. This is a special for you. I will lock you in for both races. Both races. And I wouldn't give a goddamn which one you take first. Long as you lock the second race in for more money, sir.
Well,
and you
do
got the back tie. I'm going to give you the back tie, and I'm going to give you what you asked for, sir. Because
you
I want to beat your ass twice.
You telling me I got to run a mysterious car? I don't even know what this car is. What am
no,
I running?
You
run a his car.
We stopped on another car.
You run the
wait,
car? Come out. You run the 69.
You have what I'm saying, you have what you asked for, and I'm going to give you what I want you to have.
Well, I told Pete he got the back tie to break with his car.
Oh,
that's
listen,
a given.
I'll
give my word on that, and I'm going to do that.
Gene, listen, man. I'm not Listen, I'm just like you. We're just like you. We're not going to run you with no big-ass heavy car when we don't sit like you. But we have cars that sit like you, sir. Now, I'm giving you the race that you want, and I'm giving you both races.
Well,
you
that race, me and Pete already locked in that race with the Quiet Storm.
We're going to do that.
He gave me the bag time to break. We're going to do that race.
We're going to do that race. Now, what do you want to do with the yellow black and yellow car? Because that's the one you say you want to beat.
If I'm giving you the back time to break with the Quiet Storm, I think it's going to say you give me just the break. I didn't ask for the back tie to break. I said just
listen.
Y'all got the same cars. Why do you need a break with the same
cars?
I don't have a car. Y'all got Gene.
Come on, man. Stop talking stupid now. Now you acting like you ain't go to kindergarten. I know you did.
Troy, we
why
all
would you
know
ask
that.
For, oh, why would you
we all
ask?
Know that.
We
all know
what?
That car you got ain't no joke.
Your car ain't no joke.
And I ain't coming in this thing blinded. If you gave me the break, that would be a fair race.
Listen, I'm going
to
give you the break, Dane. I'm going to give you both races, Dane. I'm going to give you both races, Dane.
Hey, Troy.
I'll lock you in.
I got a question. Well, I got y'all, both of y'all. Now, week before last, y'all was jumping on all of us with 3 feet.
Master, don't get it twisted, Master. Monster, don't get it twisted. Now, you know that. I will bet where I think. I never, ever been with Gene and them. I lost money with them. If I think a man can win, I go there.
Okay.
I've been trying to raise Gene since he got something to sit like me. I want to bust his goddamn head open.
Okay.
You know why I want to do that? Want me to tell you why I want to do that? Because he thinks that he can do something with me.
You
come in, you lighter than me, you got a car just like me. You have a car just like me.
You ask anybody on this phone, do they think you giving me the break in my car and you and your big car is bad?
I wouldn't give a goddamn. I ain't going to ask nobody shit. I know what you have, and I know you got a nice car, and I can't give you all that, okay?
But I tell you what, I got a small motor in that car. You give me the break.
I don't know what you got in the car. I don't know what you have in your car. I don't care what's in your car. And you don't know what's in my car. You think you know. You damn sure don't know. Because you know what? Well, I do know. I know you don't know. Because you ain't go to the man with me and give him a goddamn dime. So I know you don't know what I have in my car.
Well, I got an idea what you run. You got an idea what I run. And I need the break to run with you.
I'm not. I just told you got the brake, but I'm gonna give you the back tire first, then I give you the brake, or I give you the brake and then I give you the back tire.
You gonna give me the brake if I run that big car, and I ain't committing to no other races but that.
Oh,
hold on. Hold on. Hey, if you want the brake, you got to go all the way to the quarter. I gotta go all the way to the. I'm not running my car to the quarter mile.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting what you want. That's what we want then.
Tomorrow, fucking Sunday, and Wednesday. But he can't be telling me he can't, because he motherfucker redoing his car, but y'all made
Can you raise Wednesday? We can stop all this.
Hold on. I'm not raising Wednesday. I told them every time that they want to race, we got to go over there. I told them, come to Columbia Beach and I'll race them. I ain't going to keep on. Hey, look, Daniel, what we live in is a race track too, and we got fans that want to see us race. Every time y'all want to race, we got to go to Maryland. Come to Virginia race sometime.
Let me say that. I haven't been to Colonial Beach in a long time. But far as you talking that shit about VMP, fuck VMP. I'm not going there.
No,
why? Because shit on the
they
don't give a fuck about the racers who travel to come to that track. So, no, I'm not coming there. If you want me to come there, then pay me, like I told you.
Hold on. Don't nobody pay me to come to Maryland. Why the fuck am I pay you for? Don't nobody pay me to do this, brother.
You ain't meant shit. I'm coming to a track here in Maryland either.
Shit, I'll pay you to stay the fuck home with anything. I don't want to see that shit. I'm going to pay you to come. If I pay you, I'll pay you to stay the fuck home, but I don't want to see it.
Yo. Hey, short term.
That's a state of bullshit now. Now, Steve's going 3 fucking hours to raise you. Then if I pay him nothing, that way I can come down here. But then you got to get paid. Man, take your long
ass. Yeah, you got to be there 3 fucking times and then get a fucking run off because you so-called people who can... You know,
got power
of the track.
Oh, that bullshit.
I have not been to Colonial Beach in a long time racing. I only been there once, actually two races, so I can't say much about Colonial Beach. But the treatment is absolutely overseen at VNC.
They got that thing, she biting. I mean, you can go down there.
It was biting back then.
Look, if you go down there and knock Pete's head straight the fuck off if we need to, you hear me?
Hey, monster. That ain't going to happen because that's the DMV fake-ass race of the year.
This motherfucking fake-ass dude is the DMV fake-ass race of the year.
I don't go off the trailer with nobody, nowhere, no time. they said, okay. So we both shake down. I didn't get down the track. They didn't get down the track. We back in the staging lane. I said, what y'all want to do right now? Just like we both coming off the trailer. We didn't make a hit the first time. We didn't make it down the track. Neither one of us the first time. What y'all want to do? They said nothing. We got to make a test pass because we got to race.
Right, you're
I said, okay.
Hold on.
I just watched this shit earlier today.
Hang on.
That,
how you,
that,
get
that comment that you just made about being in the stage lane that you asked him did, did, the comment.
Hold on, man. What
you earlier then was made about they had to go across the field. Did you not say that?
I'm a bet 500. That's what Don Ye said to the little boy in the staging lane, because it's on the fucking video.
Yeah, it was. It was videotaping what we said.
Listen, y'all have 500. We're in the lane making a test pass to run JC. Y'all wanted to run. Y'all should have ran. We asked y'all earlier that day. We ain't scared of y'all.
Oh, no,
y'all
man,
know
man,
that.
That's
we told y'all to put your tail in the lane, and you didn't
that's
do
the
it.
Then
you come back to me at 11:30 at night. Then you come back at 11:30 at night after we ran somebody else. 11:30 at night when the track ready closed. Oh,
you want to run to me? The track getting close to 1 o'clock in the morning, man.
I had just ran, JC, and took me to get my car.
Hold on, hold on. Can I explain?
But I don't have
the
no more
thing they
said.
The same thing you said, man, is what I was going
to
say.
And you didn't run. I asked you to run, and you didn't run.
Just
so you ain't got nothing to say to me, and I ain't got nothing to say to you.
You said you asked. You
were
scared. You asked me to run off the trailer. I said no.
You were scared. Listen, you were scared. All girls. You just said nothing about running off the trailer. First thing you said was, "Oh, you got to go across the scale. You got to go."
Man,
you
can say that. Now, you won. The happy boys won, man. So I didn't even go to JC. The happy boys won.
I went to them and said, what y'all want to do? They said, man, we got to chop this money up. I said, okay. I said, man, what do y'all want to do, man? We get her in pack or whatever. He said, hold on. I said, man, come on right now. Y'all got the back time. He said, no. That's what happened, man. Then I went over to JC Trailer. I went over to JC Trailer. JC was already in the trailer. They said he loaded up. Something was wrong with the car. I said, okay. The only car that was out there that was trying to run us was Rick Fox. They was trying to run us with the Mustang. But I told them I had just looked at, and everybody in the world just seen this shit on YouTube, how fast they went. I said, I'm not running no class car. Y'all just put y'all EK up on Yellow Bullet, on YouTube, it's everywhere. I said, listen, I'm gonna run y'all on motor. I'm gonna run y'all head up on motor. They went into a whole thing. I gotta take this off. I gotta take that off. I said, man, you know what? I ain't doing all that. I told them I take the license bottles out. I cover the motor. I take the hood off. Y'all can look all around the car, in the truck, anywhere. But no, they wanted to see the intake specifically. I said, what do seeing the intake got to do with anything? I can't hide no license bottle in them. They said, no, we need to see the intake. So I said, fuck it, I don't want to do that either, because I ain't doing all that, man. Y'all got too much stuff going on.
Hold on.
I asked the boys with the Camaro what they wanted to do. I told them they had the back tire in the clip. They said, no, they don't want no trouble, because they think I ran them on the motor last time. I said, all right. Who else we have, Don Yates, this your dog. Yeah.
Now,
yes.
We came right off the trailer, and your man was there, and me and you, I came straight to you. I said, what are we going to do? You said, well, what you want to bet? I told you what we wanted to bet. You said, let's do it. When we lost, I gave you a black.
Which guy we talking about now? Which guy we talking about?
The black and orange one, Donye. The black and orange one. The one when you ran your boys. What is that? The burgundy car.
The one? The maroon car?
Yeah.
Okay, now what happened?
Now, I said, when I came to you, I said, what we going to do? You said, what you want to do? I ain't going to bet that. I was just saying to you, you was the only one came to me to bet on that particular race.
Right.
Out of your crew.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
No,
my point was being made because these jokers said that we wasn't going to run because of this money, this and that. And you know what me and you wanted to do. And what we did do. So,
ladies,
right. No problem.
Right.
But my point is, after car break, would you get all this anyway in racing? That's why I love it.
I mean, after car break, there ain't nothing you can do.
Exactly. Because like I told
you, know,
every car that we wanted to run, we would run.
That's what I'm saying. When I came back, they said JC was in the turn and he was broke. I said, okay, what am I going to do? I can't do nothing. So we can't race.
Now, the man
alarmed,
but that's
why
he didn't come over
to
the car.
Hey, hold on. Now, wait. Let me go back to Derek now. Let me tell you why that race didn't go off. We was in the staging lane. I was in the staging lane. I'm ready to make a shake.
Somebody need to mute their phone.
It rained. It was all down. 6 o'clock came. 6 o'clock went. Derek came to the staging lane where I was at and told me, he said, I don't want to do two races. I said, okay, that's fine. Let's agree on something else. Let's work something else out. He said, okay, I'll be back. He never came back. I go to his trailer. I say, what y'all want to do, man? He said, well, I can't run with you.
Oh, I
Where the hell did Rick get gone?
We got to get, we can't hear. Somebody got to mute their mic, please. Miss Foxbody, can you hit that one off?
Yeah,
fine
with the baby in the background.
Then we love you. Thank you. Hey, Danielle, before you finish fighting, I just want to tell you I appreciate you coming from Chicago because, as you can see, I told you I was going to load your black ass up, didn't I? Huh?
Yeah, you know what, man? Everybody,
I love you, bro.
It was some fast car. Everybody was running in the big tie shootout. So, you know what I'm saying, nobody wanted to do nothing until the shootout was over.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. And I was trying to run cars. I shouldn't even been trying to run. I didn't even feel like changing those tires. I didn't feel like taking no wheelie bars off. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm trying to negotiate something different. Mm. Running cars, I know I shouldn't be running, not sitting like that at least.
Mm.
So we didn't come up with nothing. I mean, I didn't drive 1,600 miles not to do no racing. Me and Cold Killer didn't race. Me and Cold Killer was there. They wanted me to take the – they said, you know how – this is what they said. You know how we got to do it. I said, well, I ain't taking the Willie bars off right now, man. I need to figure this track out some more. You know what I'm saying? All the starting line. I ain't doing it. That didn't work out too good last time I did it. So,
yeah.
Hey,
you
know what I'm talking about, Martin.
Yeah, you can't do that. Goddamn, I can read the oil pan lettering on that son of a bitch.
So, but that's why me and Cold Killer didn't do nothing there. So I'm trying to find somebody who don't even care if I got Willie bars on, and I don't care they got big tires on because I ain't putting, you know, I ain't changing tires. I'm keeping the 29s on.
So next time you bring your good boots. You wearing your work boots next time?
I had them, but we was messing around so long. We was in the staging lane for over 2 hours. I just didn't even feel like doing the work.
Hey, Dodger.
Change it.
Hey, I want to say this here to the Hatton boy. All that money he won, I want him to bet it all. We had Donye to kill you.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I came to you first and told you keep whatever you got on there. I didn't tell you to take no bars off, take nothing off. Me and my son, we when you head up.
Off
you
the trailer.
Let me finish.
Wait, okay.
I stopped to let you do what you said. We came right over to you. Listen, Monster told us you came out last time and said you couldn't get no races. So we came to get you straight off the freaking trailer. Head up. And we weren't taking we didn't want you to take the bars off. We didn't want you to take nothing off. We ain't made a shakedown, and you didn't make a shakedown.
Okay, well, we got past that already. We said you did.
Hold on, Donye. Listen. You're saying the only person to try to run you was the dude in the blue mustache. That's a lie. I was the first one to come to you.
I already said that. Now I'm talking about you did. You did try to run us. You tried to run us ahead of the trailer, and I wasn't doing that.
I'm never going to do that.
So if you ask me, the answer is no. You already won that race.
Oh, okay, well, look, we don't need to talk about that no more.
After I ran the back tires, when I overcharged the back tires, y'all had all that money, and y'all ain't, why y'all didn't go? Look, I'm not denying it.
After I ran JC, I was done. That was my main reason for coming in. That was done.
I'm just saying, why though? I'm not going to deny it.
Tony and Donnie, hold on, I got one question.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Larry T. I'm going to talk to the Hattons, and we might have to put the fuel in the Hatton vehicle to come out west to slap your ass.
Come on, I like that. Man, bring your ass.
I'm going to bring you some chocolate cake, so after I whoop your ass, I'm going to eat ice cream with you.
Hey, I'm going to talk to Larry T. I can't make decisions like that no more,
but I'm going to talk to Larry T about that ratio I got on the 8th and look at the Hatton schedule and we might try to put the fuel in the vehicles and take and sponsor the Hatton that weekend to come out there and just beat you, to knock your head off at no limit.
Hey, listen. I'm not even going to Texas because something in my transmission ain't driving right. Something in transmission on the converter. So
the Darlington race
is next week. So if I have it all back, I'm going. If I don't have it all back, I ain't going to Darlington.
I commented on it.
don't you believe it? We gonna race. What now? Now what's the problem? Why you didn't show
no,
up?
No, your comment was don't believe
what's
it.
What's going on?
So somebody,
who's James?
So are you saying that you're not gonna run me, run Rick, and you would not answer the fucking question? So don't come with that bullshit,
hey man. I don't live on Facebook. I said yeah. I said don't you believe it? What I mean what? You knew it. We, you
that to
knew
me,
that
don't mean shit.
We
just,
hold
you,
on,
you
man.
Me
I said we
live on the phone.
I said we've been going through this.
When you knew I clapped,
well, hold on.
Come on,
okay,
man.
Now let me ask you this. Okay, let me ask you this. Okay.
Man,
it
hey, look,
clear.
Fuck all,
that's
fuck
fine.
All that. Fuck
listen,
all that. Where's this race at?
Hold on, man. Hold
about
on. Hold on. It wasn't clear. Me and you didn't have a clear understanding. I ain't mad at that. Listen to this, though. So you saying the only reason you was going to come to the track was because of me? You didn't have no other action?
Yeah, because
you
wasn't coming
to
race and nobody else. We were going to race.
You wasn't planning on racing nobody else?
If it happened
so
throughout the day, then that was fine. But my primary goal was to come here to fuck you up, period. Me and Pete had talked about a race, but Pete never said no more about fucking racing.
But can I ask you a question? Let me ask you another question. When I tried to lock you in on the phone, what'd you say? No. I don't want to lock in for that. I don't want to lock in for no time because you're gonna be the grand finale. That's what you said. So what do you want me to do, man? What do you want me to do?
You tried to lock me in for a time.
Yes,
I did. You said you wanted to run early. I said I ain't want to run early. I want
to
run when
it
gets dark.
Yeah, I said I wanted to run.
I wanted to be
on the
right.
That's what I wanted to do. And you said no. I want you to be the grand finale. I said damn. What the hell?
Well, you're right. You should be the grand
when you come out the, when you come out the mouth and tell a motherfucker you're not running me or JC or any car that is showing their time because they class race.
Man.
No, my thing is, listen, man. Everybody know that you ain't ran in a couple years, right? I don't even keep up with it.
I was racing
like
early
that.
This year.
I don't,
so
everybody,
not,
listen, I'm going to tell you something. Your
car,
all your people, all your friends up there said, man, listen, Tricky ain't even ran in no class in a couple of years. That's what your people told me.
Who cares what they tell you, you snitching son of a bitch?
Go ahead. Well, what I'm saying is, no, I'm saying
things.
That. Hey, I'm saying that to say, why? When I said I wasn't running no class races, then he raising his hand. If he know he got me covered, why are you raising his hand?
I was in the fucking class race in fucking, what was that, May? I was just in the class race with the same fucking car a couple months ago.
I didn't know that.
You saw it on YouTube.
I didn't know.
But you're so busy listening to what motherfuckers around here telling you that, you know what I'm saying, you off pace on your own fucking game. Come on, man.
Hey, man, I don't know how fast you go. I still don't. I ain't never seen no ET on your car. I seen you running
you're
in the car, but I never seen no ET on it.
You don't love Jesus, fool.
You tell me where it's at. You tell me where it's at, and I'm going to go look at it. Tell me where it's at. I'm going to go look at it. Tell me.
Same place I saw yours at. No limit. Same damn place.
You ain't never seen no ET on my car, never, and especially at no limit. So I know you're lying, Martha. Come on, man. Don't be telling them that.
Yeah. I know. Look, don't be
kidding. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, listen. I'm going to tell you one time this year, my ET popped up on the board. I'm going to tell you exactly what it was. I was running on motor, and we wasn't at no NLI. We was running. What was we at, Bucky? I was at the Grove. No, I was at the Grove. And it wasn't no cameras out there.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
nah.
Bucky, how you doing, Bucky? Hey, Bucky.
Yeah, come on, man. Now, I just want to know why. I just wanted to know why. Tricky didn't
hey,
show up,
that
man.
Shit. We gonna get something figured
hey, man,
out for you.
Everybody in the DMV scared except Short Dog. He wants to play, man. But everybody else scared.
You lie.
Martha, you told everybody don't race me, man. You put all your fast cars in the shootout so I wouldn't have to say nothing to them.
No, look, they were all coming over there. You kept hollering. You showed your time. Look, ain't nobody care about no time. They care about turning that damn clock on. That damn blue. Look, when you saw that blue Mustang shake down, Oh boy, you pulled that. Oh,
you know
man,
what?
We
hey,
got transmission
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Monster. When I seen that blue car shake down, I said, "Man, I'm gonna kill them, man." That's what I said, cause they were in it no more. I said, "Man, I'm finna assassinate them, cause that truck was close." And that's what I said, Boogie. I said, "Man, they ain't going nowhere with that one, man." Because they wanted me to damn near take the intake off, man. And I said, ain't nobody doing all that shit, man. I told them, this is what I told them.
They wanted you to take your intake off?
No,
listen,
you
this is what I told
them.
I told
them,
I'm going to cover the motor up. This is exactly what I told them. I'm going
to
cover the motor up. I'm going
to
take the hood off. I'm going
to
take the hood off. I'm going to take the trunk off. I said, I don't even want to look at y'all, Kyle. Y'all take the bottles off, I'm satisfied with that. I said, I'm gonna take the cover the intake up, the motor, the intake and the motor. I'm gonna take the hood and the trunk off, open the doors, y'all look under the dash, y'all look under the car, around in the inside of the engine compartment, in the trunk, y'all look wet until y'all tired of looking. Then he say, I think it was Rick Fox, was it Rick Stein? I don't know what his name is. But then he say, he said, "No, we want to see the intake." I said, "Huh? We want to see the intake." I said, "I can't have no nitrous on no damn intake. I can't put no nitrous bottle on no intake." He said, "No, need to see the intake."
Did you want them to turn the nitrous off and not run you? Tell me why.
Because
they come over there and
I'm finna tell you why.
I don't know that.
Even before I left, I'm sitting in the car waiting to leave to go to Maryland. It came up on my Facebook. Damn. Rick Fox went 447 at 165. I said, damn, that motherfucker fly. It came up, he went 444 at 167. I said, God damn, he's flying with that. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, Shorty. The one with the sniper. He said, "Man, I got a little buddy." He's just trying to get in the game. He's trying to trick me. He's just trying to get in the game. He got a little Mustang. We're gonna try something. He got a big block of nuts. I said, "Okay." I said, "When the car get here, I'll look at it." They brought the car right over there to me. I looked at it. I said, "Man, who the hell y'all think y'all trying to trick with that comment?" Now it's different if you ain't been out with the car in 2-3 years. This thing was just on the bullet. It was on Facebook. Do you really think I'm going to run that car, man? I don't care if it went 5-0. Everybody just saw it.
I said,
I'm going to run y'all on the motor, man. That's what I'm going to do. Don't nobody know how fast y'all go on the motor. And then they went into I got to take this off. Me and old boy said, "Now, you know what? I ain't doing that." And he said, "I ain't mad at you." I said, "I ain't mad." We shook hands and parted ways. That was it.
Yeah. Hey, where Bookie at? I need to talk to Bookie for a minute.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Tell Chuck I said I appreciate him getting in the shootout. That was a good race.
Okay.
Yeah. Chuck said he was going to knock his head off if he wouldn't have that shooting.
Hey, if you go on quartermilebrothers.com, we put up something for him, y'all. Go on there tonight.
Yeah,
since you like looking at videos. Look,
quartermilebrothers.com.
Yeah. Hey, Don,
okay. Let me write that down.
When that video popped up the other day, I was so pissed off. I said, damn,
Jason
Miller chill.
You seen it too.
God damn, I was pissed. Cause I had
now, y'all
could have
tricked me. Y'all probably could have tricked me.
Trick you. You my boy. I told you I had soup for you. You said you had cake and ice cream, so I wanted you to have some soup with it this time.
Hey, now, I ain't lying. It popped up everywhere.
Oh, man.
It popped up all over Facebook, on the bullet, on YouTube.
Oh.
I said, God, dog.
And the problem was the New York cars was going to run them, and when they saw it, they said, oh, no.
Is that what I'm saying? I mean, do you see why don't nobody run class car? If I were to whoop that car, or even
that
been close,
no
I wouldn't
car.
Whoop him.
That's a great
if
car.
I would have been, just say I would have been close to him. Just say I would have been close. Everybody would have kind of pegged me to where I'm at. I don't want that. They're going to say,
do you really think people don't know what you run? Do you really believe that?
Yeah. How fast you think I run? Tim.
I know. I know what you run.
You keep saying that. I want you to call me on a private call one day and tell me.
I'm gonna text it to you. I'm gonna text it to you.
I'm gonna tell you if you're wrong or not.
Using the bathroom, taking a piss, just for talking. I said, Everybody go to the bathroom. But nah, thank y'all for coming down, man, and being a part of the show, man. We appreciate y'all. We do.
I'm gonna stop being so hard on Tricky in the Bushes, man. One day, you know, we've been going through this for a couple of years. He already knew. In my mind, he already knew I was coming to race him. It wasn't nothing else to be said. We didn't have to talk about nothing. He knew that I'm coming to race him. He was ready. I was ready. And we've been going at this for 3 years or longer. And in my mind, I'm going to tell you, in my mind, he already knew what I was coming to do. Now, everybody else was just a sideshow. Me and him was the main attraction.
Hmm. Now, let's
you
get back to the New York card you wouldn't run.
You weren't coming to do shit.
Get back to the New York card you wouldn't run.
Huh? Which one? Which one?
I hope Long Island Joe on here. Is Joe on this phone?
He was. I don't know if everybody is aware of it, but quite a few calls got dropped. I got dropped myself, and some people can't get on for whatever reason. The show was only scheduled till 9 o'clock, so it kicked quite a few people off. Big George was on the line. He wanted to speak. Long Island Joe was on the line. He wanted to speak. I don't know.
I'm going to call Joe.
Yeah,
call Joe,
because
I want to know which New York car. Which New York car you're talking about? Not the black Camaro.
You might have
Monster, the black Camaro? Oh, he might have clicked over and called Long Island. Who is Big George?
Big George is the guy with the blue Mustang who said he was going to run you when Cubby wouldn't run you.
Oh, yeah, Cubby, yeah. I forgot half of the stuff. Cubby wouldn't even move, man. Yeah, man. Hey, I'm glad Cubby all right, but I'm glad Cubby all right, but y'all can't call him Cubby unless y'all say Bear, Cubby Bear.
Yes, sir.
Good year, little Cubby Bear.
Hey, Joe.
You.
Hey, Donye.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I got my brother from another mother on here, you son booger.
What Camaro y'all talking about I wouldn't run?
The New York car, which one is that he wouldn't run, Joe?
Nah, that car broke. That car, when he was going to run, he didn't even get a chance to. So that
was which one was it?
The black one with the red stripes on it?
No.
I
don't know anything. I don't think he was going to shoot out. He wasn't doing nothing.
Nah, he wasn't doing nothing.
I was going to say, Joe, said y'all didn't want no smoke with that thing.
I think we tried to run him with Chuck car. We tried to run him with the conventional, with the Chuck car. But they didn't want to do that either. But which Camaro was it? The black one with the blue stripes?
Yeah.
Is that one called Ford chassis car?
It's a chassis car convention head motor.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Thank you for coming down last week.
Thanks. We had a good out, though.
I know. I've been getting calls all week from them damn New Yorkers. They're in New Jersey and in Philly. They happy as hell. So, yeah.
Oh, man. They came down there and raked up. They cleaned up with them small blocks on motor.
Yeah, we got lucky. Oh, man.
Which car you talking about, though, Joe? Which car was y'all talking about?
I'm going to send a picture to you. I'm going to send a picture to you later on, Donya.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to
tell you now. Now, them back half, most of the cars that was in the back half shootout, I got my work cut out, but I've got to put my big boots on. They ain't no secret. I got to put my big boots on. Yeah, they ride. They want to ride.
Hey, he did say something to me that blew me, though. Donye went over and they had the door open on Scoot's car, and Donye come back over and looked at me. He said, "God damn, when I grow up, I want one just like that." I said, "What do you think, man?" He said, "That motherfucker." God damn, Donye said, when he went up at Donye, when I saw Donye betting with Scoot, I said, "Damn, this fool has lost his mind."
Yeah, he was riding. He was riding. It looked real good.
And I want you to put your boots on.
The back ass shootout, I'm starting to really like that. The not no little tie. I don't like the big tie stuff. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
So what are you thinking about getting into it next time?
Yeah, but boy, if I come up there with a big tie, I'm going to kill everybody.
Oh, Lord.
God.
I'm going to kill everything that moves.
Well, I'll tell you. If that dude ain't something, I'm telling you, he should be, what's that damn, he is so full of shit. I know that same tech tape can't do nothing to his black ass. You hear me?
I'm going to tell you, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you something funny, man. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something real. Today, me and my guys were talking, and today I said, you know what, man? I'm really, from when we was in the Carolinas, we've been watching these big tie cars, the big tie back half cars. I said, man, I'm really liking this stuff, man. That seemed more exciting to me than this little tie stuff. You got to work real hard at it, and then you really still can't get no races. But everybody with this back half stuff, man, they flying. They get it. They turn on
the
everything right now.
Next time with the back half, I won't be there. But the deal is they're going to put up the they're going to make the price $5,000, and everybody's got to put $500 to it to make it even bigger. So that's really going to work out for you guys. So that way it's $6,000 or $7,000. You with me?
Right. Yeah. So we talking about buying another car or something. We going to buy another car.
Oh,
you probably heard that was a stop playing.
Car too heavy, man. That car, I got to do too much for that car. I could just buy one for the money I'm going to spend to change it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say you lean on your other problem.
Hey, Joe, you know when you know somebody lying, right?
Hey, Monster, I could show you better than I could tell you.
Yeah, you come on. Them boys didn't have all the guns turned on the other night.
I ain't taking nothing from nobody. They was all looking good. I'm telling you something, man. I'm gonna go ahead and go on record and say it, man. I probably gonna get smacked in my mouth for saying it, but that goddamn JC Richardson, he the weakest link, man. Goddamn, he the weakest back half in Maryland.
That was not nice. You gonna get it, man.
I want him to call me, man. I want him to call me and threaten
Hold
me
on.
Real
hey,
bad.
Hey, Mazza. Hey, Mazza.
Good. They say JC be talking a lot. I said, man, every time I see JC, he seem like a little cool dude, quiet. And he ain't say much to me. I was talking to him. He ain't say much. He smiled a little bit. Didn't say nothing. His guys was talking for him.
They say he
ain't like that. Maybe he wasn't feeling good. Maybe he wasn't feeling good. Because all I wanted, I was going to run him head up with the 29ers. I just wanted him to clear me through the 8. I thought I could have won that night.
What
might happen in Darlington, he might kill me, but I'm going to try him.
This dude's rough, y'all. I'm telling you, how John McCain say that one? He ain't worth a shit over there. You hear me? So, Boogie, you can come back. I got some more chocolate cake for you. You know?
Hey, Mazda.
Go ahead.
He going to pay for what he just said a while ago.
I told you, I might get smacked in the mouth, man. You know, I ain't worried about it.
You gotta know
how to lose to enjoy winning.
We got buses out of here Friday night. He came back Saturday and got raped again. So we know how to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But I lose with a smile.
I talk shit when I lose. I'm gonna talk good shit when I'm gonna talk even more shit when I win.
Now you said you want the hats, right?
Please get him there.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Boy, he out there talking junk about the hats.
I
so the hats didn't want
please,
no parts
I'm,
of them.
As long as they got, I got oil pressure, I'm going to be there. If the Hatton's going to be there, I'm in the house. If they ain't going to be there, I'm going to be in the house, but the car ain't going to be there.
You're saying that when we came over there, when y'all was all up underneath the car looking at the tires and stuff.
Man, you lied to me, though. You told me it was 2,800 pounds. That's all. That's the only reason I wanted y'all to go across the scale.
Hold on. I didn't lie.
I said, man.
Because I didn't go across the scale, don't mean I didn't lie. I just didn't want to take the car across the scale.
Wait. This is what I said. I didn't even tell you. I said, listen, if you 2,800 pounds, tell me I didn't tell him. Stop me in my mind. I said, if you 2,800 pounds, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to run your head up. But you got to go across the scale after the race. Ain't that what I told you?
You come down out of town saying we don't want to run. We come to you and say we're running.
You're trying to lie to me, man. Tell me the car weighs 2,800 pounds.
And I didn't lie, and the car is over 2,800 pounds. But the thing of it is, we came to run you just like you said we wouldn't. Nobody wouldn't run you last time. We didn't try to pick your car apart. So why are we trying to pick ours? You should just got your tail in that lane.
I'm gonna tell you again, just like everybody, I don't run off the trailer. You already won all of that. I give up. You won.
Hey, Donnie, but you know I'm mad at you because you saw that damn video. Because I surely was gonna, you damn sure was gonna take the bait on that Mustang.
I was sitting right in the truck. I was sitting in the truck. We was waiting on the rest of the guys, and I was just looking at my phone. And it came through. I said, damn. Me and a couple of fellas looked at it. He said, damn, rewind that again. Look at it again. Ooh, man, he getting nasty.
When they told me that you had the video in your hand, talking about, y'all must think I'm black and stupid. I said, boy, I'm going to get this ass. Hey, Joe, I had him baited too, Joe. He sent me a text earlier that week. You no good black mother effer. I got all the information. You got class cards. You didn't change the paint on them. I said, huh? I told him they had a slick on it. He said, yeah, that song booger ran the day before on the drag radio. I got the video. And I didn't know about the video until about an hour after he sent me that nasty gram. And come to find out, Jason Miller hung it up there. I was like, God damn.
Man, they put it everywhere.
But, Donnie, you know, when you're up there, you're the great racer. You ain't got great cars don't have no scales. We don't got to be no weight to it.
See, only reason I told him because I told him I was gonna keep the 29s on if the car weighed 2,800 pounds. That was the only way the scale come up. He said it weighed 2,800. I said, okay, I'm gonna run your head up, but you gotta go across the scales after the race, not before the race. You can weigh 2,800 and then go take the weight out and then go back to the line. Now you got to wait 2,800.
Ain't this the same black guy that sat on this radio 3 weeks to a month ago and talked about how sweet the DMV, New York, New Jersey. Ain't this the same Chicagoan
besides those guys that was there, and the Hattons tried to give me some action. They did, but the rain kept a lot of other races away. So, I mean, I came down there, I couldn't get nothing for those three, four guys, but it kept away another 30, 40, 50 guys that I probably could have got action from. So,
yeah,
it rained, and, you know, ain't nothing we could do about that. Sometimes you go on Blake missions, and, hey, I was glad to see everybody, and I was glad to be seen, so.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, man. It was good to see y'all. But Bookie, I know now from now on I won't be around, but I still make sure you got chocolate cake. All right.
What you gonna do? What you doing?
Now you want the hat? You now stepping away? But I going on the scale.
What'd you say?
You still run the hat now? And they ain't got to go over the scale. They still got to go over the scale.
No, they ain't got to go over the scale. Because when they come, I'm going to be ready for them. I'm already have my ties on, so I ain't going to have to change nothing.
I
I'm going to be ready. I know. I already know how they coming. So I'm going to come just like they come. I ain't going to bring no knife to no gunfight.
Not in D.C. You know about it.
Well, yeah, you that, well, I know we were going over to Indiana, so I know we're coming out there, but I don't know if Hatton's are coming or not.
Mentioned me the other day. He's going to talk with the Hattons, and he's going to slap a custom T sign on the door so he can go out there and knock somebody's head off. Because that was something people wanted to see. And like I said, I knew when he ran JC, I knew this one over this that one. That's what we're going to change Fade to Black to, that one. You hear me? Hey, Joe. But damn, Joe, I almost got that fool. If that video hadn't popped up, he was going to jump on that Mustang, Joe. He sent me a nasty gram. You're no good long-legged black mother. Booka, 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 booka. I was like, God damn, ain't no nobody can cuss that much in one second. You hear me?
Hey, Monster, what you going to do? You going to step away from the race itself for a minute or something?
I'm stepping away from custom tees and take some time with my family. Larry's going to handle everything. And Short Dog, a couple other people going to step in there and give Larry a hand. I need a break from everything, you know, and I'm going to step down.
That's a lot of work, man. I know that. I see what y'all do. That's a lot of work to put on the show to get ready and, you know, make phone calls and all that. That's a lot of work. And then you got your problems, and then you got everybody else's problems on you at the start line. And, you know, why this happened, why that happened, they put a lot on you.
Hey man, I hope y'all get the Hatton boys up here, man, and tell them I know they spent a little bit of that money, but don't spend it all, man.
Nah, but we're gonna hold a little bit for you. I'm gonna call you on the phone if they get the runoff, so we can bet chocolate cake on that motorcycle. You hear me?
Yeah, no, we ain't gonna bet no cake, man, because Larry T gonna take care of me on the cake, and I don't want a whole lot of cake, no way. I just want, you know what I'm saying, a little piece of cake. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, bring them, man. I got a thing for Trip tonight in the Hatton Boys.
Yeah.
I don't like how they were talking. You know what I'm saying? They gonna try to turn into some. They was some gorillas earlier, but then when they got that money in their pocket, they turned into some lambs.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
We sat back
like some little fat rats, waiting on them to get. They got the cheese, and we finna take it from them.
I
tapped out here on the shoulder and said, they got cheese, man. They got cheese. Well, we rushed over there. We hopped on the golf cart. Like, what y'all want to do, man?
Hey, Mom,
hold on a second.
They're not lying, man. They came running that trailer.
Hey, Tony, Larry's handling everything, so he's going to call you. Because we talked about this yesterday when I saw him. And he's going to talk with you. We know, like me, you got a new job, so things are a little hectic for you. But we might find a way. Even if we got loaded in somebody else's trailer and let them drive it out and fly you out there just to slap that one around, I'm all for that.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, while you out there, I need you to video it and send it over on Facebook so we can talk about that one once it happens. You hear me?
Now you might not like the results now.
Yeah. But it was a lot of good
races.
I'm
gonna get on the phone, y'all. I just wanted to stay on, man, and holler at all y'all, man.
All right, brother. We appreciate you coming out again, man. You know, anytime you hear, you home. So we. Next year, Larry will be handling everything. You know, he's going to take care of y'all, so don't worry about it, all right?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Peace out, man.
All right, peace out.
All right, Joe. Now, let's talk about the, Joe, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Hattons, you still on?
Yes, sir.
Pete, you still there?
Yeah, I'm real.
Now, how much goddamn money you owe me? Because the Hattons whooped your ass. We had a bet. God damn it, I ain't forgot you and Greg. I'm setting y'all's ass up. Joe, they thought I forget. I was busy as a one-legged man in the ass-kicking contest, but I want my goddamn money. Are we betting double or nothing when they go again? You hear me, Pete?
Well, you can get it when you see me. I don't even know whatever it is. You know, Ringo, I'll go with it.
$20.
And have Nathan keep that money long. We come and get that money back. I promise you.
Oh, yeah. But I tell you what, I just want to say thank you to both of you guys. Joe, I want to say thank you to my main man, Young Sting, and the crew, staff, all those guys, man, came down. You know, Joe, that's, you know, for me this year, the grudge race stuff has really, really, really stepped up for Custom Tees, for Larry T. You know, and all the guys, the support that you've shown and the brotherhood you've built with the people in D.C., I just, you know, want to say thank you for what you've done. Pete, I got to say thank you for your bridge gap that you closed from Virginia to Maryland, you know, man. And it's ironic when you said a little bit ago about we always come over there. And, you know, I'm going to get off this phone, and I'm going to personally fund my man Rick, if he wants to come over there to the beach so we could kick you square in your ass and, you know, get that settled off about always coming across, you know. And
yeah.
it meant the world to me this year, all of you guys, you know, doing everything you could to take care of Larry T and his shows. And I just want to say personally from me to you, say thank you, because you guys, you know, you did a hell of a job running back, everybody coming up the road, you know, supporting what Larry's put together. And, you know, yes, there's been a change with me stepping down, but that's not going to change who Larry is. That's going to continue. And you guys supporting him, Joe will be there. You know, and things will be fine. You know, so
well,
people need to worry about nothing.
Well, Mom, even when you stepping down, I still love to see you to track me because, well, with you ain't no fun. You keep it fun for me.
Yeah, but the thing is, Pete, I got a new job. I got a lot of things going on with my family, and I want to spend time. I'm probably going to get back in the seat. So that way I could kick Joe's ass, and then I can kick your ass. You hear me?
I'm going to tear your ass up.
Yeah, so just so we can get that cleared up, once we figure out exactly what we're going to do, you know, because you can't race and run a race. I don't give a shit who you think you are. Them fools will drive your ass crazy. You hear me?
Hey, Monster, what kind of car? What kind of car?
It'll be enough to sit with your ass. Why? What else you need to know?
No, I just want to know what kind of car, so I need to know right now what I need to start building so I can whoop on you, too.
Yeah, but you know, man, this year has been, I mean, my brotherhood that I've, you know, put together with all you guys, man, I can't say enough about all of y'all, man. I mean, to take from your families to come down here to support Larry T and Custom T's Racing, you know, my hat's off to all of y'all, you know. So I just want to make sure I tell everybody that in case this phone cuts us off, you know, because you guys are truly my brother. And if you need anything, you dial me and I'll figure out a way to help. But, Pete, we're going to continue to fight, man. You know, I won't be a representative, but I'll still be on there from time to time listening. But, someone else will be handling the promotions and all that stuff for Larry, you know. But I just say again, everybody support him because he's taken the area to a whole new height on the grudge stuff, you know. And he makes the races for you guys. And please, like I said, support him to the fullest.
Yeah, I gotta say one thing. My son was online for a little while, but he had to leave except for his mom. But he wanted to say hello to George, Big George.
Hey,
I guess
Mom,
Big George is not on the line right now, right?
Nah, I wish somebody could call.
Monster.
Yeah.
Monster. Not to interrupt.
Yeah.
I got two things to say, and one thing is you've done a good job, and I want to thank you for what you did for Francis. And I went to his shop the other day. He's got a rake in the middle of his wall in his shop. So he said nothing like this ever happened to him before. So that really worked out. And then Derek's on the line, but he can't get in. So Derek sent me a text. He said if I decide to make a trip out there to drag Donnie down the track, that he said he's gonna come with me and he's gonna do the same thing. So Derek's listening right now, but he can't get on. So if
okay.
You got anything to say, he can hear it. He can hear it right now what y'all saying.
Well, Joe's going out there, and I think Larry's gonna call you to see what he can do to get the car, and maybe even if they have to, fly you out there and pick you up. So, because we know that you got a new job and stuff, just like me, and that's why things have changed.
Right.
And you know, the thing is, you know, with Danya and Bookie, I mean, those guys came here to support us, and we're gonna try to figure a way to make sure we go back out and support them. But that damn Long Island Joe, once again, getting on the road, going out there, doing what he does, support the grudge game, and I take my hat off to him, man. You know.
Wow.
But Danya, you still there? Danya.
Yeah, I'm still here. My phone's on mute.
Somebody got bad background again.
That ain't me. I was on mute.
It's not me.
Awesome. Get on the show.
What happened to the host of the show? Where did Rick go?
Man, I hate to say it, y'all. Y'all don't want me to say it, man. He in the bushes.
That's a dirty
motherfucker.
I ain't
no bitch. I'm doing something.
I'm glad
like
this is the last week I'm on here to listen to all that shit he talks every goddamn week. Fucking, I'm telling you. And don't call my goddamn phone with that bullshit either, Nick, bro. Nah, you call me anytime you come home to D.C., we'll say the... I'll get there with my family, and we're going to race a little more and change up on cars, and we're going to save your spot and put you in the same place, man. I'm going to talk to Larry and see when he does races down there if I can keep the same spots. And, you know, Joe and everybody, man, just hats off, man.
Let me know when that Larry race is in Fayetteville, too?
He's got something October 26th. I can't disclose it. But Joe will be on here next week to talk about it. So it's going to be I might have to put up something so you can come here and run Rick. God damn it,
you know, one of those days they got I don't know what it is off my top of my head, but we're going to be in Macon, Georgia for the final hit.
I thought that was on. I thought you talking about Cold Killers races the 19th.
Yeah. Is it 19? Okay, see, I wasn't sure what the date was.
Yeah, we look at the calendar before we put a race on. You hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, because that way if we can get you back here to the Capitol, boy, we'd really like to light your ass up. So,
and how far is Capitol? Is that further away?
About 30, 44 minutes past Buzz Creek. Which way do you come to Buzz Creek? Down 70?
Yeah.
You actually pass it coming to Buzz Creek.
Okay, I think, we go through Capitol. We go through Capitol, and I guess it's before you get there then, huh?
So yeah, Crofton, would y'all come down 70 to what? That 70 to 29 or 495?
495.
Okay, when you on 70.
We take 70 east to 270 to 70 east again.
Yeah.
495, I think it is, yeah.
What happens when you come in 495, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come off the instead of getting off 70, you're going to keep 70 down to Route 97. I'll send you the address so you can Google it. It's actually an hour and 15 minutes before Buzz Creek with traffic. So it's actually closer.
Okay.
And then that way we'll get with Rick and maybe get with the track and get you guys set up so Rick can kick your ass right there at home turf, you know? So
yeah, I love it.
Hey,
you know what, Rick? Rick can make a trip up here on the 82 now.
I don't think he can get away like that because, you know, he at the barber shop. When he don't work, he don't get no food, you know?
But he his own boss.
You're governor. You can go anywhere, God damn it.
Yeah. Hey, don't you believe
that. You picked a race date for next year so we can come out there and really talk shit to you? Have you picked a date yet for next year?
I'm going to get all that together. I got these 2 weeks of racing I wanted to get out of the way, and then I can sit down and really, because after I get these 2 races under my belt, then I ain't going to do nothing else till September. So I'm I can sit down and get these things together and work some stuff out.
Okay. Yeah, because I told my wife I definitely want to fly out there for your first race next year. So I get a rental car and I'm gonna run your ass with the rental car. That damn junk you got over there, talk that shit all the time.
Hey, we race rental cars too now.
Yeah, no shit. We got to do what we got to do. We got to get this shit settled. You hear me? Chi-Town's one, most wanted versus Obama's baby. You shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everything's good, man. I just had a great year, and I appreciate everybody. And that damn Joe, that Long Island Joe, man, he's done a hell of a job for the DMV this year. The guys in the DMV, you know, Big George and Joe's son went at it the other day, y'all. That was pretty good race, man. Goddamn, I think Lil Phil cheated, though. I think Joe got one of them damn, that thing, that infrared, because that boy had a hell of a light. Little damn, what? Little Long Island. You there, Joe?
Yeah, he got a good light off him because he needs everything against Judd.
Yeah, I still think they got nitrous on that truck. Goddamn Joe, man, you gotta watch Joe.
Right, you know, just thought that big one. George came back when he came back around the corner because George did pass him right after the finish line. And George came back, said he red light, didn't he? And I said, no, he ain't red light. Not sure the ticket, I didn't care. It's no secret.
Yeah.
It's a little secret. You just cut them on the light.
Yeah. I still think they got one of them infrareds in that truck because damn Lil Joe against Calvin's truck cut a damn light similar to that. And I'm like, how in the hell did them both of them get in there and cut a light like that? So I'm thinking to myself, they got one of them things like them guys got caught in Florida with, Donye, that picks up the light once it comes down and triggers the trans brake. You hear me? Goddamn, boy, I tell you.
I ain't never seen
that. He could have told something on it, huh?
Y'all know about that?
I
sent it to y'all.